You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And a car for they bitch, and that's real shit. Everybody want a little piece of the pie, right? So we can all eat. But too many motherfucking chefs in my kitchen that wanna cook beef. And I know some homies that are tryna get free. Never fucking with a wannabe, so what's it gonna be, rich bitch? If I possibly that's tryna get a fee, spend 400 for the raincoat, 500 for the jeans, 350 for the O, 350 for the O. There are kids out there with no shoes. Why you worry about the color of your clothes? We don't bend, we don't fold. Everybody wanna get the gold. So much cost but no soul, shit. Everybody. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune. You are all the same. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune. You are all the same. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit. People got a problem with another person. Will I wake up early in this motherfucker? Looking at my window, will I think about my mother? I just wanna hug her, you know it's a struggle in this motherfucker. And I just had sex with my girlfriend, didn't wear a rubber, now I'm worried that it didn't fully pull out. Shit, I better cool down, police on the lookout. The homie got took out. Just another grab with a student loan. Cash grab, forget it, it's trying to bone. Another laptop sold for a gram at a crack rock broke. And his ass jacked up his iPhone. He got zeitgeist, got his mind blown. While I'm meditating, I'm a TPO. And he signed his life away, like the motherfucking treaty, though. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune. You are all the same. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit. Everybody want that money. Everybody want that fame. Everybody want a peace and a greed and a fortune. You are all the same. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna buy a house and a car for they bitch. And that's real shit.
That is Mellow Downs with Money. We've got Mellow in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We were just chatting off air about, I think the last time you came in was right before One Love. That was a huge gig for you.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that like whole festival experience?
It was beautiful just to see so many happy faces out there and like celebrating reggae and indigenous music and whatnot. And
hard out.
Yeah, it's probably one of my biggest crowds to date. And I was drinking kava all day, so yeah, it was like the perfect situation.
Extremely cool. Chill vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's kind of cool that we are talking a little bit about indigenous music today, because you've done this incredible reo Māori version of your track Fine, which I want to talk about in a second. But you are playing an awesome gig this weekend as well.
Yeah, for sure. Tomorrow night, studio, shout out Jameson, shout out Sniffers, going to be headlining. Who else is on there? Wax Mustang, Polly Hill.
Yeah.
The twins. Oh, I can't say
Kata Yanagi twins.
Yes, yeah, she said it.
I've got it in front of me as well. It's lots of syllables.
So,
going
man,
on there.
If you hear this and you're listening and you don't have plans for tomorrow, it's a free show.
Hard out.
Come through. You know, like we're going to be chilling. You know, come say what's up. I'm not one of those guys that are like, oh, he's too cool. So, if you see me, say what up. You know, is it level one?
Yeah, it's definitely
it's level one.
We're
level
one.
We can do the hug thing. So come get some free hugs at a free show. Drink some Jameson. Can I say that?
It's after nine now.
Okay, sweet.
You can do what you want.
But yeah, shout out Jameson. Shout out Sniffers. Free show tomorrow. Studio the venue. I'll be headlining with my whole band, the Nansen Brothers. You know, we out here.
It's mean. You guys have been doing a lot over the last few months, and you've been making music in that time as well. Like, Money came out not that long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what has been some of, like, I guess the highlights for you over this last, like, strange 6 months or so? What have you been working on?
I've just been trying to put my fingers in all the different pies. Like, I'm still doing my hot sauce, so I'm working on the new batch.
Yum.
Trying to make it better.
Spicier?
More spicy, getting some more chilies. Trying to, I don't know, make a more unique recipe, you could say. So I've been doing that, working on this debut album.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be dropping.
It's crazy to me that it's your debut album, because I feel like you're just so prolific. You're always putting out awesome stuff, but like, yeah, this is going to be the first record, like full length album. That must be pretty exciting for you.
I don't know. I felt like I wanted, like, Mellow and Blues, like, was pretty much an album, but it was more of like a double EP. Double EP, just so it doesn't have that label. But so my debut studio album, it's quite special to me. Like, yeah, it's taken me quite a minute to like get it out there, so I've been taking my time with it. And if you come through to the show tomorrow, you'll hear some of the unreleased tracks. So yeah,
sick. That's pretty special. Well, speaking of cool music you've been working on, let's talk about Pie, because that is a really special process.
For sure, for sure.
So this is part of the like Waiata Anthems kind of like massive, it was an album like about 2 years ago, and now there's this new sort of iteration of it. You've got like Beck Runga also doing one.
Yeah.
You've got the legend Hinuihi Mohi helping out with all the translation.
Oh, she's a legend.
She's amazing. And I want to know, what was this process like for you? How did you, I guess, find, you know, translating your song and then performing it as well, because it's a really different sort of space to be doing it in Māori.
Oh, sorry, that was my friend. Yeah, so for those who don't know me, I'm half Samoan, European and Māori, but I got raised mostly on my like Samoan Kiwi side, so I was kind of, I had this disconnection with my Māori side. And when I got the opportunity to do Pai, I thought, man, it'll be such a blessing to go up north and go to my marae for the first time, meet my family properly and do the whole thing. So we did that, and through that kind of, I learned a lot about myself. Like, I was not having identity issues, but I felt like there was a part missing, because I'm like, man, I'm Māori. I don't really claim, like, when people are like, what are you? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm Samoan, blah, blah. But because I didn't really have that connection with my Māori side, I felt ashamed to be like, oh, I'm Māori. But this whole process has kind of been like, wow, it's in my blood. Like, I'm indigenous to this land too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to claim it. So it's given me the confidence to, my voice is real croaky. It's given me the confidence to just be like, man, I'm Māori. Like, this is who I am. And like, even though I'm still on my journey to learn more about my culture, at the end of the day, like, if you like cut my hand open right now and all the blood starts squirting all over this room, which would be devastating.
Hope everyone's enjoying their breakfast out there. Yeah.
That's gonna be Māori blood, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. So like, like, no matter where you are in your journey about your culture or your identity, just know like whatever you have inside you, pause, is like, you have the right to claim that. So
Yeah,
I just want to encourage that to any indigenous person, any person in general. Just if they're like, oh, I'm a little bit French, but I'm not too connected to my French side, it's like, well, you are French, just claim it. So that's kind of what I've learned.
It's
this whole process,
it sounds like you had a really cool crew of people around you, I guess, during that journey as well. Because as you say, it's not like a small feat going and kind of like having a bit of a soul search as what was it like working with Hinuihi Mohi? And for people who aren't familiar with her, first of all, go do some reading. She's amazing.
That was one of her accolades. She was the first woman to sing the national anthem in Te Reo Māori.
Yeah.
And she got ridiculed for that.
She got a lot of flack for that. She did a protest, basically, and just sang it in Māori at a massive Lions tour game. Got the media came for her, the public came for her.
So they tried to cancel her, but you can't cancel a real one. So.
Exactly. And she's been like instrumental to this whole Waiata Anthems process. What was it like working with her? Because she's such an amazing woman.
She was amazing. Like, she was really welcoming to the whole thing, like really excited to have me on. And so I was quite intimidated, like, oh, it's Hinuihi Mohi, like, she's a legend. And for her to like seeing her name in the emails and stuff was just like, whoa, this is real. Like, so she was really, really accommodating for like an artist like myself. Shout out Hannah, my translator. She translated Fine into Pie.
Cool.
And she even used my like my iwi's dialect as well.
Oh, sick.
It was such a cool process learning the words and the language. It's beautiful, like it's so metaphorical.
Mm.
And like when, say, like for example, if there's like one word in English, when you say the word in Māori, it can mean a thousand things. Like that's how deep
totally.
And poetic the language is. So that's what I learned through this whole process, yeah.
Mm. And has it made you, I guess, want to just keep going down that journey at the moment for yourself?
Yeah, it's like, now all my Samoan homies are like, man, you need to do a Samoan translation. Like, man, give me a break, man. Just trying to finish my album. But like, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I'm just privileged to be able to, you know, have these opportunities, because I know there's probably someone out there that hasn't got that opportunity and I would love to take it. So I just thought, on behalf of like what they're doing and what I'm doing, I'm just going to take it, yeah.
Well, I reckon we should listen to it now. This is such a mean track. This is Pai, which is also known as Fine, and huge tune anyway. Like, what a great song to pick for this particular process as well. But yeah, remind everyone of the time and place tomorrow if they want to go see you for free, which is awesome.
It's for free. Come on. Like, I know you can see me for free at Pack and Save on a Tuesday night, but come on. I'm out here. So tomorrow, studio, the venue, I'll be on at midnight. So I'll be on Last, Wax Mustang, Polly Hill, the twins. Sorry, I can't say the name properly.
Yeah,
but it's a free show. Studio, shout out Jameson, shout out Sniffers, shout out everybody putting this together. It's gonna be a vibe. Free Palestine, free West Papua,
hardcore,
free my homies, AD baby.
Kia ora. Hey, thank you so much, Mello.
Thank you.
Te pai te harikoa, pātou tō puka noa. Āranga pohe e ki oko hoa. Ko te nuenga ke he matatoa. Ai, pono, tātou katoa. Ko taka ke tihi, he āhoa te taia te kūpare. Ki kona koe mate whiki mai. Ai, he aha te aha ka pahawe e tai. Ko i apu, ke te kai tipirangi he o u. Ke te kaha tipirangi he o ku. Noho ana ia papatua nuku. Huro no te whinua te ātua hau. E kurore hariana e tenei ao hau. E whawahi mai koe engari mō tena. Mi whakāhoa kia pene kia pena. Tēnā mi whakaiti ia mō tonu i te pahu. Kei raru te rahu rahu. Wai kāhua he hara kei toa. Manā ki tia tōhiri kāpū. Ka noi te ora te pai. Ko te aroha tū kua uai. Pātuhi mai kia enu ngā tahi ai. Te pai te harikoa, pātou tō puka noa. Āranga pohe e ki oko hoa. Ko te nuenga ke he matatoa. Ai, pono, e ora ana te wairua. Waihe watu koe ki kona noho ai. Whaiara te wairua pai. Ko te kai tāna, e hea hea ai. Te ihi, te wihi, te wana. He aha ngā kiriwi tīna. Kia tai a mai hoki. He aha mā kū ngā whakawaia e tahi. Kanoi te pai, ko te wainataku kai. Ko te hariko mi whai. Kio te aroha kia ngā hoa. Kia mau kia tō rango mai whiti. E poho ke ruru ai taku whaia. Whai whakaro ki te taha pūtea. Aha ko ngā hei tāra kokai whaka mua.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.